You're probably feeling it, and you're probably talking a lot about it just like we are. It is hot. So hot that the National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings and heat advisories for about a third of the country. A colored weather map right now looks like the country is on fire, with the day's high temperatures in red and magenta. Meteorologist Mark Elliott joins us now to talk more about these crazy hot temperatures. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Miles.
So some would say it is July. It is supposed to be hot. But how does this summer compare to, you know, say the average temperatures around this time of year?
Yeah, I hear that a lot, right? Breaking news. It's hot in the summer. But even with that, at least in some cases, this is way on the side of what can be considered a normal or an average heat wave in the summer. If you take some of Oklahoma's readings from yesterday and put all the normal, all the actual temperatures on a curve, right, a bell curve, some of yesterday's temperatures were all the way on the right side of this, a real side of that tail. And that shows us just how extreme some of the readings have been.
Okay, so what's causing this burst of high temperatures? I know climate change probably plays a role in this, but can you talk a little bit about why this is covering so much of the country?
Yeah, you know, there's a background of climate change at this point. There's going to still be summer, just like there's still going to be winter in a warmer world. You'll still have cold during the winter season. You'll still have hot during the summer, but we're loading the deck. We're forcing that hand. And so when you get the right kind of weather setup that could give you some extreme temperatures, we then have a background of climate change behind that. You know, it's tough to say one thing that's causing this heat. There's a real big dome of high pressure. We're in a weird and a weirdly strong La Nina. When you expect to see warm temperatures in the southern plains, but we've had other La Ninas that didn't do this. And so it's not just one factor. It's that combination of weather and big forcing and climate change behind that.
Is there any connection between the heat wave we're seeing right now in the United States and the heat wave that has been kind of crushing Europe? I know we saw record temperatures in the UK yesterday.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff in Western Europe. Not just UK. UK stole the headlines, but UK, Wales, Scotland all saw all-time record high temperatures, which, you know, we saw the reports in Celsius between 35 and a little over 40 C. But for us, that means between 95 and 105 degrees. Remember, the UK is north on the globe than all of the lower 48. Just to see temperatures there at 105 is pretty remarkable. It is connected still potentially with that La Nina impact across the globe, but generally bigger, slower moving high pressure areas are what we would expect in an overall warming world. And both locations are underneath these big heat domes right now.
Okay, Mark, in the 30 seconds I have you here, can you talk a little bit about the coming days and the coming week? What should we be expecting with this heat wave?
Yeah, cooler, but certainly not cold. I think we, across Europe, get back to near average, which will feel really cold from where they were. For the lower 48, we're expecting this heat to continue across the southern plains. The heat advisories and excessive heat warnings will likely be there for a couple more days. The Northeast should get a little bit of a break. They have heat advisories today, but a cold front will come through.
Meteorologist Mark Elliott keeping an eye on this sweltering heat wave. Always great to talk to you, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.